What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop. At Metro PCS, you get 2 free phones with twice as much memory.
Really?
Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to Metro PCS and get 2 free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch 2 lines. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.
Good morning and welcome to the Locked On Eagles podcast. I am your host, Teron Davenport, and we are back after the bye week. The Eagles have had a week to rest up, and now they're getting ready to go back on the grind. 12 straight games now. We'll see what happens, starting off with the Detroit Lions. So what we're going to do today, folks, first I want to invite you to subscribe to this podcast, the Locked On Eagles podcast, on iTunes, on Audio Boom as well. Folks, this is what we do every day, Monday through Friday. We bring you just 10 to 15 minutes of Eagles content. This week, we're going to kick things off just with a look back on some of the standout moments from the first 3 games of the season. And I tell you what, the thing that would definitely have to stand out the most is the defense. We graded them last week, and they graded out as an A. And you look at what they've been able to do, averaging only 9 points per game. That's all they're giving up. So they're definitely on track to be a top-5 defense, very stout against the run, against the pass. I think really the thing that has stood out to me most about the defense has to be Fletcher Cox and his play. He is reunited with his former college coach and Chris Wilson. They were together at Mississippi State. Chris Wilson, coincidentally, coached Leonard Williams as well, the standout D tackle for the Jets when they were at USC. So there's no doubt about it. This guy knows what he's doing. He's helping Fletcher Cox and Benny Logan, Bo Allen, Destiny Viau. All of these guys, they're playing so well on the inside. They're all getting a push. Viau has a sack fumble. I really like what you're getting from the defensive line. And Fletcher Cox, he's really the standout. He's in my book, and I said it on CSN Sports Central on Friday. I said it. He's the best defensive player in the game. I know Von Miller is really, really good. Everson Griffin is having an awesome year also. But I just look at what I've seen Fletcher Cox do, and not everything reflects in the stat sheet. This is a guy, he gets that interior pass rush. We talked about it after the Steelers game, or not the Steelers, after the Bears game. He was a catalyst in the interception. You know, he got that interior, he pushed the pocket back. Jay Cutler rushed his throw. Najee Bradham dropped back in the passing zone. And, of course, we had the jam by Jalen Mills on Alshon Jeffrey. All of that contributed towards the interception. But that throw would never have been rushed or put in harm's way if it wasn't for Fletcher Cox. So, man, I've just been very impressed with how he's able to move. And I actually dissected one of his plays against the Steelers where he had the pass rush. He was going after the passer. He sniffed out the screen pass to Antonio Brown, and he turned around and caught Antonio. Yeah, Fletcher Cox turned around and caught Antonio Brown from behind on the screen pass. I mean, that's incredible effort. So shout out to Fletcher Cox. He's really been a standout. But some of the other standout moments, you know, on the defensive side of things, I really think you have to look at Rodney McLeod. He's a guy that when he signed, we talked about the range that he has. We talked about his ability to come up and lay hits, and he's done both. But that just sit back there in single high has been very impressive. I've been impressed with his range a lot. And the communication between he and Malcolm Jenkins is there. They're making sure that the defense is lined up, the secondary. And I think Rodney McLeod is also a standout on the first 3 games. Malcolm Jenkins as well. He's another one that maybe not in the stat sheet is not showing up. He does have a sack. He had, no, not an interception, but he's still a guy that has done really well in coverage also. Those, I think, are 3 of the catalysts for the Eagles defense, the way that they've been performing. You can't forget Jordan Hicks and how he's defending against the run, against the screen passes, along with Nigel Bradham. I think Nigel Bradham was probably one of the more underrated signings, not only for the Eagles, but across the NFL. You just have players that match schemes, and obviously Bradham and a bunch of other players match Jim Schwartz's scheme. So you look at that, and it's definitely worked out for the Eagles. That was a really good signing, a low-cost move that has definitely paid dividends. Moving on to the offense, I think one of the things you have to look at is just the emergence of Carson Wentz. And, folks, I've said it over and over again. He is a game manager. There is nothing wrong with a game manager. Troy Aikman was a game manager. Joe Montana was a game manager. It is okay to be a game manager. Now, one of the things that stands out about Wentz is his ability to throw the deep ball. And it's interesting that that is now a strength, because in 2014, that was, in fact, an area of improvement. 2015, area of improvement. Coming into the NFL, an area of improvement. Ironically, on the conference call when he was drafted, I asked him about this, and he definitely agreed that he wanted to improve his deep ball accuracy. It's something he came right into OTAs and minicamp working to do, and the results have shown off. You see it. You look at some of the drop shots. I mean, I could not stand over top of Nelson Aguilar and drop that ball into his hands any better than Carson Wentz did on that 35-yard touchdown pass. I could not have delivered the ball standing right next to Dorial Green Beckham any better than Carson Wentz did on that deep shot against the Steelers. Unfortunately, it came out when Beckham hit the ground, but still, the accuracy is there. You look at the ball he threw his first touchdown to Jordan Matthews. He is excelling at getting that ball right where the receiver needs it, giving him a chance to run after it. Now, there was a time in the Bears game where he underthrew Nelson Aguilar slightly on the double move. It's going to happen. No one's perfect. And I say that over and over again, because we critique each and every single play and expect perfection on every play, and it's just not going to happen. And that's an example of it. However, Carson Wentz, I think, has played outstanding football. He has not put the ball in harm's way. He had the record momentarily for most consecutive pass attempts without an interception as a rookie. As you heard, that has been broken by Dak Prescott, another outstanding rookie, another game manager as well with the Cowboys. But I'm sure that at some point, you know, that record will, it's going to balance out. Somebody's going to throw an interception. We'll see who it is. But I definitely have to say this, just on a side note. Carson Wentz is playing outstanding football. Dak Prescott is playing great football also. And a lot of fans and some of the local media want to detract from what Dak Prescott has been able to do. Give that man his respect. Fourth round draft pick, he came in, you know, rushed into a bad situation, and, you know, he's managing the game. He's doing what the Cowboys need him to do to win. He played well in late games, divisional game against the Redskins, you know, led them on a comeback. Really good game against a rival, a conference rival, that is, in the 49ers yesterday in San Francisco. Well, Santa Clara now, but Prescott is playing well. However, you guys want to talk about Wentz, and I understand that. And Wentz is playing really well, throwing the ball to different spots. I like the way he's able to run to pass. You saw on a few plays. I mentioned the one to Aguilar. That was one where he attacked the line of scrimmage. Aguilar turned the route up, and they tried to get him the ball. You look at just what he's able to do as far as improvising the touchdown to Darren Sproles. Yeah, he only threw it 10 yards. Okay, that's fine. It was a 73-yard touchdown. And, yes, Darren Sproles did catch it and run 60-plus yards. However, none of that would have happened if it wasn't for Wentz's pocket presence. His ability to feel that pass rush coming, shift to his left, step up in the pocket, slide to his right, attack the line of scrimmage, pull the linebacker, throw the ball over him to Darren Sproles. Those are the plays that you can't really reflect in the stat sheet. A lot of people are saying, okay, Wentz is a dink and dunker. I do not give a crap. The objective of the game is to win. And that's what he's helping them do, along with the defense, which is why we started off with the defense. But that is what Wentz is doing. He's putting them in winning situations. As I said, he's managing the game perfectly. No interceptions. Rarely do you see him make a bad pass. He's not playing like a rookie. Now, I'm not here to crown him and say he's the next coming of anybody in particular, but I am here to tell you that you guys need to rejoice in the fact that you are getting outstanding quarterback play. How long will that last? I do not know. I just think that right now, while it's going on, you need to rejoice in it because it's been a while since the Eagles have been able to get this type of play. Obviously, you want to mention Nick Foles and what he was able to do, and he played really well in a gimmick offense. You see a true offense here with Doug Peterson, and you got to shout Doug Peterson, Frank Wright, and the crew out with their play design as well as with their play calls. They are calling the perfect plays at the perfect time. I give those guys a lot of credit. Dougie Fresh in particular, that's what some people call him. He came in and, you know, he was a subject of a lot of scrutiny because of the hire. Everybody said he was just, you know, going to be overwhelmed. I haven't seen it. Obviously, it's three games in, but I haven't seen it. That's another thing that stands out to me about this season, the coaching that Doug Peterson has been able to do. What I really like that he's doing, second half of games, shoe to shoe, time to run the football. We're going to shorten the clock, and we're going to run this football, and we're going to, you know, pack up and get on home with a victory. And that's what they've done. You look at how they played against the Steelers. They not only outplayed them, they outcoached them. The Steelers were not ready for the attack that the Eagles brought. And obviously the Steelers are a top team. You saw what they did last night. You saw it. So I think you really have to look at Doug Peterson and that coaching staff is one of the highlights of this brief three-game season so far. Along with that, you have guys emerging. Wendell Smallwood is someone that I think is going to continue to emerge. 17 carries last week, in week three, rather. And he's a guy, once you get him into a rhythm, he can run the football for you. It's funny, I got into a conversation on Twitter. This guy said that he can't be a three-down back. I strongly disagree. I watch him run between the tackles. He's able to bang it between the tackles. And here's the thing, folks. A lot of people don't understand. Football is a game that, yes, you get hit on almost every play as a running back. But guess what? Not every hit hurts. Not every hit is the SportsCenter hit. Stop watching SportsCenter and Monday Night Football highlights and thinking that that's what happens on every play. That's not what happens. There are going to be times where you get hit and it's okay, yeah, and next play. That's what happened. Wendell Smallwood, I say all that to say, is capable of being a three-down back. Obviously, he won't be a three-down back because you have Kenjon Bonner, you have Ryan Matthews, and Sproles who are in the mix. If you're carrying four running backs, guess what? All four of them are going to get carries, especially when they're all the caliber that the Eagles have. So I think the running game, averaging 119 yards per game, that is something to take solace in. Strong defense, running game, time of possession, controlling the clock with time of possession, as well as field position, winning the turnover battle. Those are all things the Eagles are doing, and that's why they're 3-0. Those are all things that complement a rookie quarterback. That's why Wentz is playing the way he is. It's simple, folks. It's checkers, not chess. Let's not make it out to be more than it is. I really think that this team is geared to make a run for the NFC East division. As Michael Irvin said, at 3-0, they definitely have to be considered the favorites. This is a division that is not the strongest. You see what the Cowboys have. You see what the Redskins are up and down. You never know what you're going to get with them. Giants, I mean, Eli, some days he has his day. Some days he doesn't. That's just the way it is. I don't know if you guys saw that angry Giants fan video, but if you haven't, go on Facebook, search Michael Rapaport, and look at the video. It's hilarious, man. You'll crack up about that. But, you know, just looking back on this season, I just wanted to sit back and have a little conversation with you guys, talk a little shop about the first three games, some of the things that stood out to me. Those are the things that stood out to me. I know you have things that stood out. So why don't you go ahead and shout me out on Twitter, at @TDavenport_NFL. Let me know what stood out to you. And, hey, let me know if you agree or disagree with what stood out to me. Those are my particular things. We all have different things that we're watching for. So I appreciate you guys tuning in. As always, subscribe, Locked On Eagles Podcast, iTunes, Audio Boom. I am Teron Davenport. Be sure to check out the EaglesWire.usatoday.com as well as Friday, 10 o'clock. CSN, Sports Central. I'll be on there giving you more Eagles talk. Come back tomorrow, and we'll take it from there.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst. Catalyst.